So I got to say thank you. There have been a lot of people who have sent me really sweet messages. You know, I think they've been kind of concerned. You've been without Kyle for almost a year now. That anniversary is coming up April 29th. So with that on your mind, and then on top of that being isolated, like, this must be really hard. And there are certainly moments where I don't feel lonely. I don't know if it's because of the dogs or if it's because I get to see, you know, Kelly every day at the studio and, you know, a small handful of other coworkers from a safe distance. or because, you know, my friends and I have been really good about connecting online through FaceTime and doing these happy hours and everything. And I don't know. I was a little worried about that, to be honest, like at first. Like, what is that going to be like? What does this look like? You know, but I'm doing good. So, and part of that, you know, certainly is because people check in now and then. So thank you. I appreciate that. And, it's going to suck to be April 29th and not be able to, you know, gather with friends. You know, if we're really well behaved over the next month, are we going to say, screw it, we need to be together that day? I mean, probably, you know, just be responsible about it. But yeah, I mean, that's been on my mind a little bit. And I had this moment yesterday the thing about grief is that you never know which way it's going to go and you never know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It just happens. You know, it's like weather without having any sort of a forecast. Like, it just happens.
Good
There's
way to
nothing
put it.
You could do about it. Mm-hmm. You just got to sit there and bring an umbrella, you know, or whatever, be ready to shovel out of the snow.
Yeah.
It's going to happen and you don't get to predict it. But a lot of the time that can be a really beautiful thing. And so yesterday, now it's been almost a year, okay?
That's crazy.
It's been almost a year. And I was going up to get a pitcher from, I had to get my stepladder out because I'm not tall enough to reach this cabinet where we haven't put that much stuff. Like, there just isn't that much stuff up there. There was a pitcher I wanted to get because I was going to make this cold brew. And I needed to get up there and get it. And I go up there. And almost a year after Kyle passing, I finally found his Girl Scout cookie stash.
Oh, my God.
Best day ever.
Yes.
And his peanut M&M stash.
No
yep.
way.
Yep. So I got the goodies.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah. It was really sweet. I'm climbing up this, you know, I got one of those fold-out ladders to get up to the high stuff. And I fold it out, and I'm going up, and then I looked, and I was like, where did those come from? And I was like, oh, my God, this is where he was hiding them? Up too high for me to see? What a little jerk. And I just had this moment. I didn't even end up getting teary-eyed because it was just so funny, you know? And I think that's something that we can all take a lesson from, is that you have to allow the stress and the sad moments as we all go through this.
Yeah.
But you also have to allow the laughter.
Yeah.
And at inappropriate times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's okay. Like, that's how we're going to navigate through this in the same way that I've been, you know, trying to navigate this ship for the last year.
Yeah.
But it was just a great moment. And I was so excited because I really had a sweet tooth. And I'd pretty much gone through my gummy rations, you know.
Yep.
And I was like, Girl Scout cookies. And guess what? All Samoas.
Oh.
I got like 4 boxes of Samoas.
Oh, Kyle, I love you.
Gone by Monday. Guarantee
for
it.
For sure.
Guarantee that. So I thought, you know what? This could be a fun topic. You know, it's Friday. We try to keep it light and you know, we try to do a mix of like talking about real stuff and you know, how we feel about this thing and how there are happy stories and really concerning parts of the news and all that. And we try to sort of, you know, strike that balance. But you know what? There can be something happy out of every sadness.
Yeah.
There's some way to find something happy or positive out of every sadness. And that was, you know, as I, you know, stare down April 29th, you know, which is coming soon. I get this moment where I found Kyle's sweet stash.
I love that. Such an awesome story.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I just laughed. Like, it just made me laugh. So here's the topic, okay? It's you found something long after someone was gone. Or maybe just, you know, a little ways after someone was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But someone who you loved, you know, left you. And maybe that could be a breakup, too. But, you know, for me, I'm talking, of course, about, you know, someone's untimely passing. And then long after they were gone, you found something. that made you laugh. And maybe it'll make you cry at some point, but it did make you laugh. 79Coast, 792-6278. Long after someone was gone, you found something that made you laugh. And I think that's the way you turn the corner, you know?
Yeah, I think so too.
792-6278.